So I think I decoded the agents in a deeper way. The surface agents. And some agents can be saved and don't even know they're agent. They can be saved, but just walking according to the spirit of the age. What is it? I found a common denominator with all the fence straddlers and the New Age and the witches and the... It's not going to make some people happy, but I'm going to say it anyway, and you have to listen to everything that I'm saying so you don't get upset. But if somebody's always talking about having fun, that's a big red flag. Because if you look up the word fun in the etymology, it means foolishness and distraction and just all the negative words you can think of. The word fun in the etymology, the root word, just foolishness, really. And the Bible says not to be foolish and not to hang out with a fool. And if you see there's foolishness in person, get away from them. All they're thinking about is fun. Fun, 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 fun. Let's go have fun. Won't you go have some fun? What they're saying is be distracted off your calling and your purpose. Now, I say that, and if you just try to find the word fun in the Bible, you'll find it in Ecclesiastes, where Solomon was looking for something to do under the sun, you know, looking for all the stuff to do under the sun. He said, what is the conclusion of the matter? To worship God, keep his commandments. What are his commandments? Believe on his son whom he has sent. That's the commandment. But also there's a verse that talks about enjoy the work of your hands. While you're young, find something to do, but know this, you're going to be judged for things, judged by what you do. Enjoy life, which goes back to the word fun, but know that you're going to be judged, and as you get older, life is not going to be as fun. So he's pretty much saying, find a job that you enjoy and have fun with it. If you can find work or a job that you enjoy, do it. But I don't see anywhere else where you talk, and that's a job. And a job, even if you enjoy and have fun on a job, it still becomes monotonous. It becomes laborious. I don't find anywhere else in the Bible that justifies having fun. And I've noticed throughout the years, you're setting a goal, right? You're trying to be in a goal. You're focused on a goal. People will show up and say, let's go have some fun. And it's like, where did that come from? They know you're in a goal. They know you're focused on a goal, but they want you to be distracted and have fun and go into foolishness and waste your time. It's pretty much a waste of time, really. If you look the etymology up of the word fun, it's a waste. It's wasting a life, wasting your time. It's just foolishness. And so what's happening in our society, they want everybody... They've taught the younger ones now, it's always just about fun. What about sacrifice? What about a little bit of pain, a little bit of hard work, a little bit of blood, sweat, and tears, you know? They don't want people to think like that. My whole life, I couldn't have fun. God would not let me have fun. The little bit of time when I tried to have fun, he always yanked me out of it. It didn't last. Even when you do think you're having fun, I don't even think of life. I mean, to me, just being alive is fun, you know? Just breathing, being in the now. My fun in life is research. Decoding, research, learning something new, learning a new trade. Now, this last year, my fun was researching medical stuff. I kind of had fun with it. But I also worked and also did some remodels, and I did a lot of hard work. I worked 50 hours every week or more. Probably worked 60 hours a week. But I had fun. I took my time. I took a year to remodel a unit, and I had fun with it, but it wasn't always fun. It wasn't fun, but I had made it into fun. I made it into like a it's kind of like project management. That doesn't sound fun, but you can make it into fun. But here's what I'm getting at. Somebody says, let's go have fun. Let's go to the bar. Every weekend they want to have fun. Or they got to have their 2 weeks vacation and they got to get away from life. Well, that's... I got to get away from life. I can understand having the weekends off or taking vacation, but if you're doing a job that you really hate, why are you doing it? I mean, if you really are miserable on that job, this is America. Do something that you enjoy. But my point is this. When you have a goal, whether it's learning the Bible, whether it's winning souls, whether it's teaching the Bible, whether it's some kind of ministry of some kind, or you're trying to get out of debt, improve yourself, or whatever, these agents will come up and say, let's have some fun. It's almost like a mockery. And the word fun does mean mockery. They're mocking you. You have to be careful. You can't make a decision based on one thing. You have to look at the whole person and all the conversations that you've had with that person. Is all that they're thinking about is... I've actually seen people who work all the time, but they'll tell you to have fun, and it's almost like, okay, they're trying to lead you down the path of destruction, right? They don't drink, but they want you to drink. It's like, go have some. I had one person, you know, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. She said, I mean, I'm fine. You know, I might have been, I think I was trying to teach her something about the code hidden in plain view. So it must have been about 10 years ago, right when I first saw the code. I was trying to show her something. She said, I know what your problem is. I thought, well, I don't have a problem, but go ahead. She said, I know what your problem is. You just need to cut loose one weekend. I'm thinking, now, I look back now, what I found out later about her, that's what she would do, cut loose, whatever that means. Well, I know what it means, but she wanted to make a copy of herself. So most people either want to make you a copy of them or what they think you should be, or a copy of the devil, a copy of the world, the flesh, and a pride of life. So my point is, just stay awake, stay aware. Pay attention. Especially if you go have a routine in life and you're around somebody a lot. If you have a spouse that's always not making sense, they might be an agent. You might be married to an agent. Start taking notes. If you feel like you're losing your peace, or you're losing your focus, or you can't focus, or take notes. And you'll start to see a pattern. Everything that out of their mouth that they talk about is either of the world, the flesh, pride, life, fun, distraction, foolishness, waste of time. If it, you know, a lot of times, most people they'll be raised in church, but they won't be saved, right? So a lot of them are claim to be saved, but they're not saved because they were raised in church. They never got born again. And so what they're going to be doing is being an agent that knows the terminology or knows the verbiage. They're agents and they're everywhere because it's the hive mind. I know the hive mind exists, and I know it exists in the animals as well, because one time I put up some, they all speak the same language. This is what I'm saying. Just type in the word fun etymology and you'll see what I'm talking about. But anyway, I'll post it under the video later. But I know the hive exists, especially in animals, and I know it exists in people because all you can do is watch the stock market and everybody follows the hive. But, and the news and the media and all that. But I put out some bird feeders out in front of the house a couple years ago. And I thought, this is more work than it's worth. So I took the bird feeders down, and I had a bird above my house attack me because I was taking away its food, you know. It was mad because I took away its... I'm the one that put the bird feeders up, but I guess it was a new bird in the area, and it saw me take them down, and the bird started attacking me. And I thought, I'll never do that again. And then I got in my car after that, after I took that bird feeder down, and I rode about 2 to 4 miles. And as I was driving 2 to 4 miles, I had birds attacking my car, a couple birds attacking my car. Now, why would that happen? Birds never attack my car. Why would that happen? Why would something like that crazy like that happen? They're communicating. They're part of the hive. That's why they all, birds of a feather, flock together. The flock, the hive, the Borg, the cube. That's why when you have somebody that's says something off the roof that's not related to somebody else, you go to one restaurant, later you go to another, they say the same thing. It's part of the devil's hive. It's part of the matrix. Really, there's no space and time. Everything's the now. So it's part of the hive mind. And I'm actually seeing two birds out there fighting, attacking each other as I'm talking. The matrix. The quantum matrix. It's a quantum matrix, and it's a storyline that's repeating. And you can actually see this thing play out if you pay attention. And you can see the distractions that won't, the distractions to keep you from finding the matrix. It's a spiritual matrix, it's not a digital, but it's a spiritual. And the distractions are to keep you from waking up.